Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 21, verse 1 to Genesis 21, verse 34. Forget about praying about cancer or starving kids. If you want God's full attention, tell him you need help inseminating your wife and defrauding your neighbor. Evidently, he's down with that.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. That recap on the last one was really funny, Connie. It was just, you summed it up very nicely.
Thank you.
Yes. But I think, as I recall, we have just completely got done with chapter 21, and we are starting fresh with 22.
Yes, we are.
Yay!
Chapter 22, verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am.
Peekaboo!
He just had to roll over. He just had to roll over in the morning, Abraham. Sorry.
he tempted him. I'm wondering how did he tempt him? And it's like,
that's what I'm saying. Like we need a little bit of that. You know, very
like, hey,
white music here.
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah,
wah. So God tempted him.
Yeah. Well, how did he tempt? And has anybody ever been tempted by God? I mean, they say God never tempts people, but because they say, oh, devil. I learned this when I was going to church. That God doesn't tempt people. God lets the devil tempt him for him. So it's like, oh, I'm the big boss, but I ain't getting to shoot nobody. I hire people to shoot people, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, even in Matthew, it's, you know, Jesus, as part of the Lord's Prayer,
yeah,
lead us not into temptation.
Well, that kind of contradicts this, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I don't care. Even if God allows Satan to do the tempting, that's still God saying, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, he's still giving permission there, yeah. And he said, behold, here I am. It's like, again, are they playing peekaboo? I mean, it's like, I can't see you, peekaboo. I can't, you know, like, but you're like, you play with a child, you know, it's like, I put my hands over my eyes. Oh my gosh, you can't see me because my hands are over my eyes.
Oh goodness.
22:2. And he said, take now thy son, thine. Wow. Poor grammar here. Take thy son, thine only son, Isaac. Okay, why did he have to clarify? He says, take your son. These people are getting paid. I still say they're getting paid by the word, because why would you have to clarify your only son?
Well, because Abraham has another kid, and God told him to do what his wife said.
Right, but doesn't he? Yeah. But he doesn't. But he or if he has multiple sons, then why does God say your only son? Did God forget about those other sons?
Evidently.
Oh, God must have a really bad memory.
God's playing favorites. That's really bad parenting.
Bad parenting. Yes, very much. whom thou lovest. Thine only son, Isaac, thou who lovest. Okay, I didn't read that part. Maybe he's just saying that God knows that he loves his only son, Isaac. He's not saying, you don't like those other kids. Those kids, even though they're yours, you only love this one. Thanks, God, for letting me know that.
He's got a favorite.
Yeah, you got a favorite too, yeah. And get thee into the land of Morah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. That's sick. All right, two lines in, and I'm already grossed out.
Yep. You know what? Burnt offerings, human burnt offerings. We talked about this on our podcast. Was it a couple weeks ago?
Yep.
Yeah, it was the new bit about gods. What did we call it? I'm sorry, it's so new. We talked about Moloch,
yeah,
which is like Baal or another yeah, god, and they offered their firstborn sons as a mm-hmm, burnt offering to yep, this god. So God is telling Abraham to do the same thing, which later is just said, no, you don't offer human sacrifice like
right,
this. You don't offer, but this he's telling him to do this. This is disgusting.
Yeah.
Is this the temptation then? Is this what is the temptation? Is okay. And why would he do that?
Right. Exactly.
22:3 And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass.
He saddled his ass.
Went a whole other way with that.
Yeah. And get along, little doggy.
Well, you know, some people like it rough, I guess.
By the way, that was episode 336 that Connie is referring to.
Thank you.
By the time you hear this, it'll be months later.
Right. And took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place which God had told him.
He hasn't told him. He just said, go up to which of the mountains, and I'll tell you which one. But what if you start going up the wrong end of the wrong mountain? The mountains usually, you know, fairly straight apart, unless they're, like, all smooshed together.
Well, unless there's only a couple of mountains to choose from where they're at.
So he had a fit.
It sounds like he knows. I don't know why he wouldn't know where. How would he know whether to go to the west or the north or the south? He's just setting out some way, and he's going to wander around. Because I think that's what these people really like to do, is take long-ass journeys in the desert.
Yeah.
But spoilers.
Could you imagine though? Could you imagine like, Dad, we're going, or the father saying to a son, we're going on a hunting trip. Okay, we're going to walk around for a while. Where's everything else? In this case, they're going to go do a burnt offering. He's like, the son's going, where's the burnt offering? Oh, well, we'll find it. I thought God wanted only the best. You figure we're going to find the best out here? We didn't bring our best. What's going on here?
He has an entire herd of camels and cows and sheep and goats and everything. That would be kind of telling. Are the two other young men to help haul all this shit? Are they strong, you know, in case Isaac starts to suspect something and wants to bolt?
Uh-huh, exactly.
I don't know.
Let's see here, 22:4. And then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Oh, see, he didn't tell him until like 4 days later, or 3 days later, I'm sorry, 3 days later. It's like, apparently God's in a serious kind of lag. You know, because, you know, it's to me, I'm seeing this because I know the Bible, because he does the thing about the 3 days, he later on, you know, Jesus was rose up 3 days later. You know, we're kind of jumping way ahead there, but maybe because the numbers are so important to these people at this time, just they're because of, you know, reasons. They see numbers and things that are to mean things that they don't actually mean. So I'm wondering.
That's true. So, I also look at this and I think 3 days journey is a long way. There's speculation about how young Isaac was. He could have been just a very small child, or he could have been a young teen.
Yeah.
But, if you don't want somebody to find you or find out what you're doing, you don't just go down the street, or you just don't go to the nearby lake. Right. You go a long ways away.
Yep.
And I would say 3 days journey is quite a ways.
Yep.
Even walking distance. So yep.
It does say a place far off. So mm-hmm.
Yeah. So after 3 days, they're not even there yet.
Yeah.
They're not even there yet. To 22:5, and Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I will go, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again for you. So they're leaving the donkey and
the servants. Okay, the servants. I was like, well, God didn't say come alone, you know, like he's doing a transaction. Like, you bring the stuff, I'll give you your hostage. You know?
Well, there's no witnesses.
Right. Yeah, no witnesses, because if I have to kill him, I'm going to kill you guys. I'm going to have to kill you guys for telling on me, you know.
Well, I don't think that his wife's going to be any too happy.
Yeah. You make sure you bring Isaac back nice and clean now. And make sure you change your underwear while you're out there. Yes, oh, dear. I should be God. Are you sure I shouldn't be taking her instead?
Well, she's so old. She's probably dry. She'd go up in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Okay. That was mean.
It was funny though. 22:6. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering. So the wood is the burnt offering? Awesome. That means that they don't have the story's over. You just burn the wood. That's the offering. Yay. Oh, no, I guess no. And laid upon it Isaac his son.
No, yeah, laid it upon Isaac his son.
You laid it upon Isaac his son. Oh, wow.
Isaac's carrying the wood. So Isaac has to be at least like
a teenager.
Up 12 or
yeah, at least a teenager.
12 to 14 years old.
Yeah.
It's not a little baby.
No. He's not like he's like a toddler or something. No.
No.
He'd have to when he said laid upon is like, okay, he's getting busy with
it. I was confused there too. I thought, wait, they're already doing that?
Yeah, I was thinking that's what I was wondering. It's like, but he laid it upon him. I'm thinking he's already on the altar and he's just covering him with wood. It's like, oh, that's not good. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they both went.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So all right. He's giving it. All right. He's like, okay, kiddo, you're carrying the wood. I got the knife. I got the heavy stuff, apparently. So yeah, man up and take the wood.
He's wearing him out.
Yeah. Because he knows if he doesn't, he's going to have to fucking fight him, and he's, you know, he doesn't want that, because it might be a fair fight then.
Gosh. Okay, 22:7, and Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father, and he said, here am I, my son. I think Abraham assumes everybody's blind. And he said, he meaning Isaac said,
right.
Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?
He just figuring this out now?
He should have been
thinking about this about several days ago.
Well, look at this way. They just left two other young men and a donkey behind.
True.
So perhaps up to this point, that's a creepy thought, but maybe Isaac figures that one of these other three were a candidate, but he was just going along with it.
Oh, that is creepy. I never really thought about it like that.
No,
because I always told this story, it was just sound like him and his son just took off into the woods, you know. But yeah. I never really thought about this, or I never was taught this, that they were there with other people. So, yeah, you're right. That's creepy that he thought maybe he was thinking that one of these other people might be the ones that are going to be the offering in this instance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of looking at it. 22:8, and Abraham, that's a different guy. Abraham, got to get your players ready, you know. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together.
Because lambs just traditionally wander around the desert.
Apparently.
Sheep are the most stupid animals that we have. They can fall down and they can't get up. They could drown. It's just like, it's crazy. There's no way that they just accidentally find a lamb out in the wilderness. Not
right.
That I could think of.
Right. He's saying God's just going to provide one. Like, God's going to go, and there's a sheep. Make sure you kill it and give it back to me.
God. Oh, okay. This is such an awful story.
It is. It's already, we're not even halfway into it, and it's awful.
For all the reasons that we haven't even touched on, like, that are suggested in our sidebar here.
We'll get to those in a few moments.
Exactly. 22:9, and they came to the place where God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound his son, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood.
So, well, it doesn't say that Isaac was willing to do this. I was. It's another one of those things I was talking about. Like, well, Abraham knew that he was going to be, he's obviously the slaughter after he tied him up. So, and they always played it like, oh, okay, Father, if God told you to do this, you must do this to me.
Maybe he knocked him out.
Yeah, maybe he did.
I'm sorry. The kid's been hauling the wood. We don't know how. They're at least, you know, they're more than 3 days walking journey, mm-hmm. and even a fit kid. I just can't imagine somebody willfully letting them, you know, letting their father tie them up and lay them on the altar.
Well, some people really
knows what's supposed to be happening.
True, but you know, there's some people are really, you know, crazy. But self-preservation for the most part is, you know, pretty prevalent, though. I mean, you know, except for maybe in some modern times in some places there, because I take the religion. But it doesn't say that he went willingly either. He didn't say that he's like, okay, well, you know, you're going, if you need to kill me, then you go right ahead. It doesn't say that.
Abraham must, I'm just sitting here, we're speculating as we would if we were in this situation, or mm-hmm. any normal human being would struggle, would fight. I do think now that I look at it, I think Abraham knocked him out or incapacitated him somehow. And the reason that Isaac never, we never see him talk about this mm-hmm. incident is because maybe he doesn't remember it.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good thought. That's actually a good thought. Not an idea, but that's an interesting thought that he doesn't remember being hit from behind.
Right. Oh, you know, you stumbled, you fell, you hit your head. And like I said, look here, when Isaac wakes up, I'm spoiling. I won't say anymore. Just that, you know, when he wakes up, everything seems like it's fine.
Yeah.
Just like Abraham said it was going to be.
22:10. Yeah.
Yes.
And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. You're a bad parent. You know, there's this great meme that's on the internet. If somebody were to do this, they wouldn't be thought of as a hero. They would be thought of as a nutcase, and they would be in a straitjacket.
Yeah. Andrea Yates drowned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Five of her kids.
Yep, because she said she heard God say, kill your kids. That's what she claims, anyway.
Right, yeah. And that's just one case. There's tons and tons of cases. Other things, just crazy, crazy stuff, and we rightly look at that and say, you're nuts, and it's wrong. It's people have done it for selfish reasons too, but it's not considered okay. And how many times have we seen this, how Abraham is willing to do this? The church holds this up as an example of, look how willing, first of all, they assume that Isaac was willing,
right.
And they look at Abraham being obedient to God, and they say, this is the epitome of obedience.
Yeah.
Definitely
not.
I just can't imagine. And we're talking about a knife. He's going to slit his throat and slice him open like a slaughter for an animal being slaughtered.
Yep.
22:11. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I.
Again, it's like, oh, peekaboo, I see you.
It's like, yo.
Yo.
Sometimes yo is like,
yeah, this is here I am. Yo, God, here I am. Yeah, what you want, dude? I'm about ready to kill my kid. What?
Look,
you're interrupting the process here. What's going on? What you need?
Oh, gosh.
It's just that the here I am, every time, like when he's talking, like, He calls to his father. He goes, here I am, son. Really? No. I thought you were a far distance away. That's why I'm, like, speaking to you. You don't need to say, here I am. All you have to say, yes, I'm listening.
Maybe he says it
something,
in this
whatever.
Case. I would say he says it in this case because God's not really visible to him. But he says the same thing to his son when they're walking right next to each other. So.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's like he says to God, like, oh, God, I'm here. Where are you coming from? But your son's, like, right there. You can physically see him. You don't say, here I am. Maybe Abraham found the invisible cloak or something. It's like, he can't see. Where'd you go, Dad? Where'd you go? You know?
It's his cowabunga.
Yeah, just like cowabunga. If it said cowabunga, I'd just
that much be a more interesting book.
It would be a lot more interesting book. Then nobody would believe it. They'd just say cowabunga. It's like, okay, this book, this part's stupid. Just write this right part right out. 22:12, and he said, "Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me." Okay, this shows me that God does not know everything. He doesn't know. All right. God is supposed to be maximal knowledge. That means he can know everything that's going to happen before it happens. This, they say, this is a test. Okay. God, this shows it right there. It's like, oh, no, I know you're going to be obedient and you fear me. He didn't know this before. I'm just saying he should have known this. And then the apologist will say, well, he was just showing that he was being obedient to God. Well, God already would have known. There's no reason to test him. It doesn't matter if he's like, well, maybe Isaac didn't know. But God still would know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if Abraham would know or not, because God would know. But he doesn't know. He clearly says, oh, well, you passed my test. I didn't know that you were going to do this, basically. Now I know.
This makes me furious in a lot of ways from own personal experience, that I have an ex-best friend who was a churchgoer, and she was taught all of these things. She was a Nazarene, and she was constantly testing my friendship. People draw from the Bible what they want to, and this whole idea that a God would sit there and play stupid games like this and test, let alone having somebody kill their own kid, you know, that's a test of your loyalty to me. That's almost worse than any stories of, like, from The Godfather or crime bosses, mm-hmm. where you have to prove your loyalty to somebody by doing some dastardly thing.
Right.
This is a gang initiation. It's so bad. It does not matter to me that an angel come down and say, hey, God just, you know, God doesn't really want you to do this. He just asked you to do this. And
if I ask somebody to do something for me, I want it done. I say, hand me the mayonnaise. No, I really didn't want the mayonnaise. I just wanted to test you. That makes me a dick.
So how are you supposed to? And when somebody does that, they can sit there and say it's a test all they want to, but they've lied to you. Yep. How are you supposed to know the difference between the real request and a fake one?
Right.
You don't. And especially if this is a being that you perceive as more powerful than you, he's a bully and he's a jackass.
Yes.
God is the absolute villain in this, and Abraham's a really shitty father.
Yes.
Sorry. We were up to
13.
Oh, 13. Thank you. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son.
Oh, that's a nice... Oh, you poor sheep. I'm going to help you out. Stab, 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 stab!
That's the only way he'd be able to get a hold of a wild ram. Those things...
Those things are dangerous.
No joke. Those horns, they're... Anyway, he caught it. You know, it was already caught, so...
Yeah, it was already caught. Awesome. It's not, if it just, like... Then they'll say, well, God willed it to go into the thorns to be caught. I mean, these animals live in very harsh conditions. Some thorns are not going to, or a thicket of thorns is not going to stop it. It would have escaped eventually.
Oh, I don't really want to feed people that. The thicket of by his horns, so is a crown of thorns.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No. Oh, you know what? I didn't see that. A thicket of horn. A thicket. Okay.
So.
Oh, it's just a thicket of, not thorns. I keep seeing horns. I keep putting a T in front of it. That's my fault.
A thicket by his thorns. Thickets are usually...
Thorny.
Thorns, okay.
I can see now where this is you could obviously see where the thicket of the ring of thorns around Jesus's head comes from. Now it's from this part. I never put the two together before.
I really hope there's not a pastor listening to that, because that's a good idea for a sermon.
Oh yeah, fuck that guy.
Shit. You reap the whirlwind there, Pastor.
Yeah. Well, you know, he'd still be wrong. I mean, they're looking back at this, like, well, the ram was being, it's the sacrifice, and we're going to put it in the next book. You're not predicting anything at that point.
No.
So, yeah, you're just looking back at another part and going, well, I could just change it to do mean this. No, sorry. That doesn't mean anything. 22:14. And Abraham called the name of that place
Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh? Is that like a Subway sandwich? I'll have the Jehovah Jireh with
with the lamb and the...
Yeah, put some lamb on there and some tomatoes. Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it's real good. I have that like three times a week. The name of the place, Jehovah Jireh, and as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. Okay, so he's named a place, didn't leave any sign, just say, oh, we're going to call it this place, and then leave. Who cares? No one else there was there between those two.
Yeah, exactly. And who's to say somebody didn't name it something else beforehand, but
right. This
is its name now.
Yeah.
For the Bible.
Yeah. And, you know, going off to this, because we just read all this long-ass passage here, it says God basically told Abraham to kill Isaac as a burnt offering. Abraham shows his love for God for willingness to murder his son, but finally, just before Isaac's throat is slit, God provides a goat to kill instead. Only an evil God would ask his father to kill his son. Only a bad father would be willing to do it. So, yeah, if you are willing to kill your child because voices in your head said, hey, kill your kid for me, you're a bad parent.
Yeah.
Well,
and I think if we told this story, taking all the God stuff out of it, you know, this God out of it.
Yeah.
People would agree that this was an awful person,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Unfortunately, we have run out of time for today.
Darn it.
Yeah, I know. We're like quite a ways.
We're shooting to do the whole chapter.
We're trying to shoot for the whole chapter, but this story is so fucked up, we just cannot finish it in a reasonable amount of time, unfortunately. So you'll have to come back again next time. And if you would like to get in touch with us and find us and complain that we didn't finish the story, you can write to us on Twitter at twitter.com/ABANW podcast. And but if you did like how we've handled it and you want to give us some hard-earned cash, you can go to patreon.com/ABANDNW. Our Facebook page is at facebook.com/ABANDNW. Our blog posts are over at also at ABANDNW.wordpress.com. You can find this show on Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. No, not YouTube, iTunes. Sorry. iTunes, YouTube, whatever tune. but if you'd like to email us with questions, comments, love, or hate mail, you can send it over to tatbanw, that's tatbanw@gmail.com. And be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can also find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and that one you can find on YouTube. And please remember, if you're going to rate this, leave a 5 stars and a review. That'd be great. And you can leave the review on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker as well. So until next time, this has been The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.